Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
CITR. That was the Mantra Show, and today is a very special edition of the Buddha on the Bread Show. Earlier this week on Tuesday, we did 24 hours of student power, in which for 24 hours straight, we did entirely students of UBC doing the programming, as well as we had a lot of the school's groups come through. And I showed up a bit early for my set, and I heard a young boy's voice on the radio, and yes, a young boy, and he said, and now's a song. I'm not going to try to imitate his voice. Anyways, he played a song by one of my all-time favorite bands, Bad Bad Not Good, from Toronto, and I was just blown away, and I came into the studio, and there was this smiling 12-year-old boy by the name of Gray, who actually had more musical knowledge than I did. And I was just mind blown. And I told him, you're welcome on the Buddha on the Bread Show anytime. And when I arrived at the studio today, I found out that at around 5:30, Gray, the 12-year-old, I can't remember if he's 11 or 12. Anyways, the prodigy, he'll be joining us in the studio. So it's going to be a very exciting show. And I don't know. I look forward to his presence. I'm going to start things off with a band that gets much love on the Buddha on the Bread Show. This is Yamantaka Sonic Titan, and sometimes they sing in Chinese, sometimes they sing in English, but it is always a funky time. So without further ado, this is Queens here on 101.9 CITR.
Weariness has my feet to the bone. Rain. loneliness.
back. That was Duchess Says off their album In a Fun Day Tea, and the song was Yellow Pillow. Before that, you heard my favorite minimalist electronic man of all time, Nicholas Jaar. I know I may have already mentioned this, but there's this incredible video online of him doing a 5-hour-long improvised mixed media performance in it was sponsored by the MoMA in New York, and he's in this giant white geodesic dome that he performs in. It's incredible. Check it out. And I started that set off with Yamantaka Sonic Titan off their, I believe their debut album, YTST. They're from Toronto, I think. And that song was Queens. I'm going to move into more of a garagey set now and start things off with a Vancouver band by the name of the Apollo Ghosts, a Vancouver favorite of mine and I think many at CITR. This is their latest 7-inch, Money Has No Heart, and the title is of the same track. So stay tuned. We have our guest coming in around 5:30, the Gray, the 12-year-old, who could. I really like this kid. So yes, stay tuned. You're listening to the Butter on the Bread show on 101.9 CITR.
Here's a little slice of the human condition. Never shot a gun.
UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, the Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Could make it last all night. private room, yeah, yeah, yeah. Private room, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna get a private room.
Thank you.
That was The Ketamines with 1 Year. And we are back as promised with my special guest, Gray.
Hello.
Everyone, Gray is 12 years old and he is in 6th grade.
I am.
And he is an avid music fan and CITR's prodigy, is that the right word, would you say?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Gray.
Hobbies?
Yes, sure. Anything.
I'll just say, like, types of music I like.
Go for it, man.
I used to really like electronic. I still kind of like that stuff, but, you know, I'm kind of still changing my musical tastes. I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately.
Wow. Yeah. Is that how you got into Bad, Bad, Not Good?
Yeah, actually, there's this music reviewer I watch on the internet named The Needle Drop, who actually introduced me to a lot of bands.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. As I said before, I came into the studio a little bit early on Tuesday, and I heard one of my favorite bands being announced on the radio by a young fellow's voice. And when I came in, there sat, or stood, I don't remember.
I think I was standing.
You were standing. There stood Gray. The future of CITR, and is it safe for me to say, you give me hope for the next generation.
Thank you.
Are the next generation, Gray, and your tastes are so good for how young you are. When I was your age, I was listening to such terrible music. It was bad.
Yeah, half my friends listen to just dubstep.
Like, okay, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yes, there are certain occasions where dubstep is okay, but not every occasion.
Pretty much, yeah.
I would like dubstep to be played at my funeral. How does that make you feel?
I think that would kind of not make everyone so sad.
Yeah, exactly. Because they'd be just womping out.
They'd just be like head bopping.
Yeah. It'd be, yeah. Funerals are too sad. Anyways, on a lighter note, or I guess also on a dark note, what do you know about the blues, Mr. Gray?
I am not a big blues fan. I think the closest thing I listen to blues is like Captain Beefheart, but that's not even close.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mind has just blown. This 12-year-old boy knows about Captain Beefheart. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are officially the coolest kid in the world. This next song is by a man who hopefully will blow your mind and all of your minds out there, listeners. This is Blind Reverend Gary Davis. A man who influenced Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones and tons of other famous rock and rollers. He's an amazing blues musician, and he's like one of like he grew up with 8 brothers and sisters and was the only one to make it past age 15 or something crazy like that.
Wow.
He's a man who knows the blues. So without further ado, this is Children of Zion. You're listening to the Butter on the Bread Show. Special Gray edition.
Swag.
Yes, so we're going to play. I'll play this song, and then Gray's going to pick a tune. And after that, we're just going to freestyle it, go toe-to-toe,
yeah,
and keep the music coming for another half an hour. So stay tuned on 101.9.
101.9 FM, CITR.
Bam.
Swag. Totally swag.
That number was sung way back young. My grandmother sung it, my grandmother's mother sung it, my mother's grandmother's mother's grandmother sung it. Way back young, 500 years old. Wrapped and wrapped in mercy till my head got wet with the midnight dew. Wonder where my old mother, amen. She's somewhere sitting in glory, amen. Where she's somewhere sitting in glory, amen. I wonder where my old father, amen. I wonder where my old father is. heaven. Amen. Lord, if you like, I wanna go to heaven. Amen. I feel like I wanna see Jesus. Amen. Lord, if you like, I wanna see Jesus. Amen. Tell me which way you're traveling. Amen. Won't you tell me which way you're traveling? Amen, Lord, I feel that more like shouting. Feeling that love of Jesus. Amen, Lord, I feel that more the love of Jesus. Zion. Amen, Lord, if you like you love Zion. Amen.
when you have no one. This might not be nice to say.
That was Andrew Jackson Jihad off his album Knife Man.
It's actually a band.
It's a band.
Yeah.
Okay. The band Andrew Jackson Jihad. What else can you tell us about them?
I don't know much, but they recently came out. Yeah, their album Knife Man recently came out, and they have a lot of other albums. They're a pretty good band.
Awesome. That was Gray's song pick. And before that, I played The Duchess and the Duke. Off their first album, She's the Duchess, He's the Duke, one of my favorite breakup albums of all time. It's true. And the song was Somebody Lied, and we started that set off by the famous Blind Reverend Gary Davis, and the song was Children of Zion. We're going to play a song out of New Zealand now. This is Princess Chelsea. The song is The Cigarette Duet, and then I believe Gray is going to cue up some Mad Lib for us, so always a treat.
Yep.
Okay. Without further ado, this is Princess Chelsea on 101.9
FM. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. just a cigarette, it'll soon be only 10.
Honey, can you trust me when I want to stop? I can.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
Travesty having me, then he told the people you can call me your majesty. Keep your battery charged, he know it won't stick, yo. And it's not his fault you kick slow. Should've let your trick hold, chick hold your sick glow. Plus nobody couldn't do nothing once he let the brick go. And you know I know, that's a bunch of snow. The beat is so butter, peep the slow cutter as he uttered a calm flow. Don't talk about my mom, yo. Sometimes he rhyme quick, sometimes he rhyme slow, or vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie, hit it on the first try, villain. The worst guy, spot hot tracks like spot a pair of fat asses. Shots of the scotch from out the square shot glasses. And he won't stop till he got the masses. And show them what they know not through flows of hot molasses. Do it like the robot to head spin to boogaloo. Took a few minutes to convince the average boogaloo. It's ugly, like look at you, it's a damn shame. Just remember all caps when you spell the man name. And you know it like a poet like Baby Doll. I bet she tried to say she gave me her all. She played ball. All bets off, the villain got the dice rigged. And they say he accosted the man with the slice wig. Allegedly, the investigation is still ongoing. In this pesky nation, he got the best con flowing. The pot doubles, now they really got troubles. Madman never go like snot bubbles.
Spastic gyrations in abbreviated bathing suits. See, I suit you, 'cause I could be you, and I could show you true to the cold runs through and through. A portrayal in black. Time never gave me a chance. I should have been there.
And we're back on 101.9 CITR with Young Gray. Tell us about that last track, Mr. Gray.
That was a track entitled Piercing the Sky by an indie chiptune producer named Soleye from his album Adventure, which you can actually listen to for free on his Bandcamp. I highly recommend it. It's very good.
That's awesome. And before that, you heard another of Gray's tracks. Oh, no, King Cruel. I'm sorry.
King Cruel.
That was my track. That was King Cruel, Portrait in Black and Blue. He's from London, red-haired fellow who is formerly known as Zoo Kid. And before that, we heard another one of Gray's tracks.
All Caps by Mad Villain, which is just a collaborative effort between Madlib and MF Doom.
Yes, two of the great, or one of the greatest hip-hop producers and rappers of our time. And we started that set off with the New Zealand band Princess Chelsea with Cigarette Duet. And we're almost out of time. Peanut Butter and Jams is up next. And Brenda told me what they were talking about. Oh, waffles with lavender sauce on them.
That sounds incredibly delicious.
Yes, and Gray is staying on. So while I'm leaving, Gray will remain. So stay tuned. You're taking over the station. You can't be stopped. Yes. So for the last track, I'm playing a song by one of my all-time favorite bands, Dr. Dog. And their new album is perhaps not their best, but it's still Dr. Dog. It's very good. This is their album's called Be the Void, and the song is That Old Black Hole. So thanks for tuning in to the Butter on the Bread show. Gray, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, you're one cool 12-year-old boy. And yes, without further ado, this is That Old Black Hole here on 101.9 CITR.
FM.